Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tea with Auntie. First on the docket is the Coming to America 2 movie, the sequel to Coming to America that debuted in 1998. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are at it again. The movie starts with King Jaffe, played by James Earl Jones, telling Eddie Murphy's character that he has a son he didn't know about. That Eddie Murphy has a son. His character has a son that he didn't even know about. So that, and that his dying wish is that he find him and groom him to be the newly crowned prince. So Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall go back to Queens to find this son named LaVelle. There will be new faces in the cast, like Wesley Snipes, Leslie Jones, Tracy Morgan, and Tiana Taylor, to name a few. Coming to America 2 is slated to premiere on Amazon Prime March 5th, 2021, and I'm here for it. Next up, a movie called The Little Things, starring Denzel Washington and Rami Malek. I hope I'm saying that right, Rami Malek. This movie will definitely hold your attention. Deputy Sheriff Joe Deacon, played by Denzel Washington, heads to LA to collect some evidence and ends up in a massive manhunt for a serial killer. But the deeper they dig into the details of the murders, secrets from Joe Deacon's past start to surface. Whoa, I am here for it. The Little Things hit theaters and HBO Max January 29, 2021. We're going to take a break and I'll be back in 2 and 2. Thanks for coming back. I hope you guys had a great Christmas and Happy New Year to you. Next on the docket, did you guys hear about the Surgeon General wanting LeBron James to take the vaccine? Are you kidding me? Like, he's on the TV news show, and he's saying that he gets all kinds of people, in Ohio walking up to him, asking him, oh, you gonna ask LeBron James to take the vaccine? Why y'all worried about LeBron James taking the vaccine? Are you kidding me? I saw on Facebook this nurse who works in a COVID unit take the vaccine, and then she walks over to the podium to start doing the press conference. About 2 minutes into the press conference, she starts feeling dizzy. She's standing there, and you can tell something's wrong with her because she's got this look on her face. And then she goes, oh, I feel a little dizzy. I'm sorry. And she's standing there, and she's holding her forehead. And then she goes to walk away from the podium, and she passes out. Man, this is not a good look. If ever I was hesitant before, child, I'm cool. I'm cool on it. Have they even tested it on animals or something to see the side effects before you give it to the masses? Giving it to us humans. I know everybody wants to stop the virus quickly and, and do something about it, but you can't just be given something that some scientists done whipped up. It ain't even approved by the FDA yet. And you already giving it to folks. Like, come on. Oh, well, that's all for today, guys. Tune in next time, and you can also listen to my podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, radio podcast, and many more. Bye.